This is AcademiCast, Texas Tech University's podcast series from the Office of the Provost. I'm Rachel Pierce, and I'll be covering the top academic and research stories on campus. Later in the program, we'll spotlight a title from Texas Tech University Press and student of integrated scholarship, Marta Hose. First, the news. Microwave technology developed by Texas Tech is yielding advances in pathogenic defense. Dubbed MicroZap, the technology sterilizes food and water through electromagnetic radiation, and the technology incorporates nearly a decade of research by food microbiology professor Mindy Brashears and her colleagues in agriculture and engineering. Brashears explains how MicroZap can be an asset for food safety globally.
The technology is very good at killing molds. This has a huge impact on food security. And when we say food security, that means really providing the world with a safe and abundant food supply and water supply.
Brashears says MicroZap's technology can also be used to sterilize items such as linens and towels that contain harmful bacteria. And she adds that the technology is nearing commercialization. Turning to other news, a Texas Tech law professor is elected to a fellowship program examining public health policies. Professor Jennifer Bard is one of six law professors selected for the Scholars in Residence Fellowship launched by the Network for Public Health Law and the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation. She will investigate the legal issues surrounding insect eradication as they pertain to Lubbock City officials and homeowners. The university is adding to its list of Terry Scholars. 32 students in Texas Tech's Honors College receive scholarships by the Houston-based Terry Foundation. The foundation awards exceptional students pursuing undergraduate degrees at public universities in Texas. In addition to recognizing TTU's standout students, the announcement makes Texas Tech the fastest-growing recipient institution in the foundation's history. Texas Tech University Press recently highlighted its top titles at its annual Literary Lubbock event. One of its featured authors was Peter Rose, who wrote The Reckoning. Rose's book tells of how law and order came to Texas's Western Hill Country after an outlaw confederation settled in the area following the Civil War. AcademiCast sat down with Rose to hear more about the book in his own words.
The area, say, from Fredericksburg and Mason west onto the Edwards Plateau. Early on, it was under the control of an outlaw confederation who basically controlled the county government. It was a family confederation, so it was sort of tribal in its organization. And over a period of about 6 years, the Texas Rangers, the Frontier Battalion, with the support, growing support of the Kimball County citizens, either ran the outlaws out or killed them or put them in jail, but it took a long time. If you imagine every cliche of every Western movie you ever saw, they all happen. They're all documented in the book. It's an amazing story.
You can learn more about The Reckoning from TTU Press, as well as the news stories featured here, by visiting our website at academicast.ttu.edu. Along with a commitment to academics, students of integrated scholarship pursue a course of lifelong study through their involvement in active learning experiences. Modes of active learning include internships, service learning, undergraduate and graduate research, and opportunities to study abroad. In this edition of AcademiCast, we spotlight law and medicine doctoral student Marta Hose.
Marta Hose is a student shaped by her experiences. She knew that medicine was her professional calling at an early age, and she realized her interest in law as an undergraduate at Texas Tech. Additionally, she says her time spent traveling broadened her worldview, enriched her education, and stirred her to think about the intersection of law and healthcare.
I have always been interested in medicine. I wanted to be a doctor since I was a little kid, and I really like the science of medicine, and I also really like the idea of being able to help people so directly. So I've always wanted to do that, but then when I was an undergrad, I was studying kind of a wide variety of courses, and I started to see there were a lot of places that law and medicine overlap that I found really interesting. Right before I started taking law classes, I did a semester-long internship in Germany, and I worked with just a group of physicians, and they showed me around, and so I got to experience what their healthcare system is like and what their healthcare law is like, and that was a really interesting difference. It was really neat to see, and then I just got to live like a European for a semester, which was also fun.
After graduating with a bachelor's degree in German, she decided to remain at her alma mater because of its distinct JD-MD dual degree program. In fact, Hose was the first candidate admitted to the program, which spans 6 years and allows accepted students to pursue both legal and medical educations.
I've been pleasantly surprised at how much studying science helped me when I was taking law classes. And now that I'm in medicine, taking all those law classes has really helped me. I'm more comfortable, more disciplined. Speaking is a little easier. Being on my toes is a little easier. Law really helped with all that. And then just the knowledge base is great.
The program also engages its students in a number of active learning experiences. Hose has interacted with the community through her early clinical experience course as a medical student, helped to resolve disputes in the School of Law's healthcare mediation clinic, and served on the school's administrative law journal. Additionally, Hose has contributed to the discussion in healthcare law through research with Professor Jennifer Bard and writing about her research interests.
I had a research background from undergrad. I did a lot of stuff psychiatry related, mostly with girls and eating disorders. So when I got here, I was still really interested in psychiatry. And so through the administrative law journal, I got to write a paper on post-traumatic stress. And that paper, we mostly looked at Texas veterans and what it's like for them when they come home. What support systems do we have in place? And just the shortage of psychiatric help that there is for them, and they really need it. And then in addition to that, Professor Bard and I worked together on a really interesting little niche in psychiatric law that we found. We were basically asking the question of, if a psychiatrist has a patient come in and the patient makes a threat against a third party, does that psychiatrist then need to go warn the third party? And so we found out that Texas is kind of unique and changing in that area. So it's really neat research.
Ho says maintaining her focus on long-term goals and evaluating priorities has been critical to her education, and Ho believes that students of integrated scholarship would likewise benefit from this practice.
I think it's just so important to keep in mind the big picture all the time, not to get hung up on one little thing, but to just keep your mind open and to reflect and see where your priorities are. It's such a good use of your time every once in a while to step back and see where your time is going, where your money and energy are going, and to think if that's really what you want, if that's what you're going to be glad you spent time on, you know, a year from now or 10 years from now. So I think it's important to set your priorities straight and go from there.
As for her career plans, Ho says she looks forward to exploring the many opportunities available at the intersection of law and medicine. At Academicast, we are proud to announce the addition of Marta Hose to its distinguished group of Students of Integrated Scholarship.
If you would like to learn more about Texas Tech Students of Integrated Scholarship, visit our website at academicast.ttu.edu. That concludes this edition of Academicast. Join us again in 2 more weeks as we spotlight academic and research news from Texas Tech University, as well as profile Student of Integrated Scholarship, Lindsay Huffines. Thank you.